On January 29th, 2014, Jagtar and Bhupinder Pal Gill were celebrating their 17th wedding anniversary at their home in Barrhaven. Jagtar was recovering from a hernia operation she had had the day before, so Bhupinder Pal took their eldest daughter and one of their nieces to the store to help pick out a cake and a bouquet of flowers for her. When the three returned, Jagtar's daughter found her lying on the blood-spattered living room floor, beaten and stabbed to death. The scene was so brutal that while on the phone with a 911 operator, Bhupinder Pal said that he was unable to perform CPR. Who murdered Jagtar Gill? How did they know she would be alone? And why Ottawa? Jagtar Gill was found to have been beaten, with her throat and wrists slashed. When police initially arrived on scene, the incident appeared to have potentially been a suicide because of the nature of the wounds. However, small amounts of blood were found in a bathroom on the second floor, as well as in the snow out front of the house. If the wounds had been self-inflicted in the bathroom, there would have been significantly more blood on the floor. After interviewing the family at the scene, Detective Tina Galichon ran into a woman who claimed to be a concerned neighbor. The woman, whose name was Gurpreet Ronald, asked if something had happened. When told about the incident, she behaved as though she was very upset. At the time, Detective Galichon believed it to be a routine interaction with a concerned neighbor. 6 weeks later, Ronald would be charged with the first-degree murder of Jagtar Gill. But from the very beginning, the entire situation was extremely odd. Bhupinder Pal and the girls had only left Jagtar home alone for about an hour, and the only way in or out of their subdivision had obvious security cameras. It seemed very unlikely that she was the victim of a random attack. Feeling suspicious, police decided to lay a trap. In the basement, they found one of the murder weapons, a bloody weightlifting bar. After submitting it as evidence, they acquired an identical bar and covered it in sheep's blood as a decoy, placing it where they had found the original. They also set up a hidden camera. The camera captured Bhupinder Pal finding the bar and smuggling it out of the house by hiding it in his pant leg. Police followed him and watched as he threw it deep into a wooded area, thinking that he had covered his tracks. They then released a fake statement saying they'd found the bar in the woods and were looking for witnesses to come forward. This shook Bhupinder Pal into actually coming forward and claiming he had only gotten rid of it because he had accidentally touched it and left it in the basement while searching for Jagtar's attacker after he found her. Things weren't looking good for Bhupinder Pal, but he did have an alibi. However, when friends of the couple noted how much time Bhupinder Pal had been spending with Gurpreet Ronald, police decided to take a closer look. They found that not only were the two co-workers at OC Transpo, but that they had been calling each other nearly 8 times daily. Cracking under the pressure of questioning, he confessed that they had been having an affair for nearly 4 years, but that he knew nothing of the murder, and that the two had never planned it or discussed it, even as a possibility. Then the forensic results came back. Some of the bloodstains at the scene of the crime came back as positive match to Gurpreet Ronald. The two were arrested, charged, and convicted of first-degree murder. However, the two launched an appeal and were granted a retrial. I have CTV's Katie Griffin here with me to discuss the result. Hi, Katie. Now, we are here to discuss the results of the retrial, but first I do have some questions about the case itself. The public was very interested in this case. What do you think it was that made it so different from other cases?
I think it was just, you know, it took so many people by surprise that here was this quiet Barrhaven neighborhood, the victim, Jagtar Gill, a mother of three, much loved by her family and community. And I think what a lot of people were shocked by was who police arrested, not only her husband, Bhupinder Pal Gill, but also his mistress, his former lover, Gurpreet Ronald. The pair had been having an affair. They had met. They were OC Transpo drivers. And so I think a lot of people were just really taken aback at how this all unfolded.
Which piece of evidence would you say was really the smoking gun?
I don't know if it was a particular piece. I think it was the combination and how police kind of put this all together. They were praised for their investigative work, for the lines of questioning. There was a lot of DNA evidence that was presented at trial. You have Gurpreet Ronald's blood that had been found at the scene, scattered throughout the house, not only on the main floor, but on the upper level. You have security video of Bhupinder Paul Gill going to retrieve and ultimately dispose of what was one of the murder weapons. So you have video of that. Of course, these two were being surveilled at once, you know, police kind of had their suspicions. And they also followed Gurpreet Ronald to a trail where ultimately a pair of gloves and a knife were found.
It's hard to get away from that kind of evidence. Many people were surprised to hear that there would even be a retrial. What was the reason for that retrial?
Yeah, so you can imagine this took place, you know, 7 years ago now. The families have been through so much. And Gurpreet Ronald appealed the first degree murder conviction. And ultimately, the pair was granted a new trial because the Court of Appeal found that when instructing the jury, the original trial judge had made legal errors, and one of them included the fact that they were not instructed that they could also consider a verdict of second-degree murder. Of course, both Bhupinder Paul Gill and Gurpreet Ronald had pleaded not guilty in the original trial, and again this time, but they were ultimately granted a new trial, and once again, this trial, they were found guilty both of first-degree murder, and this trial was different because it was a lone trial because of the pandemic, whereas before it had been a jury, but the same result both times.
Did you think that there was ever a chance that they were going to potentially be declared innocent?
I don't think that's a question I can really answer. I think that's up to the court and in the process that has to unfold. Of course, the burden was on the Crown to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that these two were responsible for the death of Jagtar Gill. It's not a probability or a possibility. It has to be pretty much you're almost certain that this is, or you are certain that this is who carried out this crime. And the Superior Court Justice saying in this most recent verdict that she was satisfied beyond a reasonable doubt that Gurpreet Ronald was the one who actually murdered Jagtar Gill, but that her husband Gill was also just as culpable as Gurpreet Ronald in saying that the two together.
Absolutely. Are the two of them expected to make further appeals, or do you think that this is the end?
Well, they do have a right to do that. Both of their lawyers spoke after the verdict was read in courts, both of them saying that their clients were disappointed by the verdict and that they're going to review the decision and consider their next steps to see whether they will do another appeal. And of course, this was a very, very long decision. The justice saying that it was 256 pages long. She did not read the whole thing out in court, but it took about 3 hours for her to read what she did. And so both Bhupinder Paul Gill and Ronald's lawyers say they're going to be reviewing that very carefully to see what potential next steps could be.
Is there anything else about the case that I haven't asked you about that you feel is pertinent?
That's a good question. I think, you know, what's often lost in what can be lost in criminal trials is the fact that, you know, there are so many lives that have been destroyed by this. You have Jagtar Gill, a mother of three. Her niece spoke in court reading a victim impact statement on behalf of her aging parents. Her dad is now battling cancer. Her mother was in court once again and saying that they are forever broken by this, that the pain never leaves them, that Jagtar was so full of life, had a hold, and she was just ripped from them and family. Keep in mind, it was just daughter found her mom that day. Judge recognized what the injuries were. And this was the first time for this verdict that the family was actually to get to court in full. So they were conducted, they were from home running. So it was really important for them to be in court to represent Jagtar and ensure that they knew they were there in support of her.
Police found one of the murder weapons, a weightlifting bar, covered in blood in the basement, and decided to replace it with a decoy and a camera. Why did they decide to do that? What did the camera reveal?
Found that it was Bhupinder Paul Gill left that weightlifting bar at the scene for Gurpreet Ronald to keep in mind that the judge said, you know, one of the key pieces that she found that it was planned and deliberate, that was committed at a time when Jagtar Gill was the weakest. She had been recovering from surgery. She was very weak. And that what they didn't expect was that she would fight back. And so they had the metal weightlifting bar, but then she fought. And that's when the judge, that's when Ronald grabbed knives. And of course, the murder was incredible. She was stabbed and bludgeoned to death. And but the judge did make a note that, you know, she fought. She fought very, very hard. But ultimately, it was very, very strong DNA evidence, I think, that really helped seal this case.
Absolutely. And I'm so glad that it was resolved for the families and for everyone involved. It sounds like this case has had a really huge impact on the community. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you.